This is The Takeaway. I'm Miles O'Brien in for Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry, and Joe is part of our program this morning.
I think if anything, what we've seen is a society of people that are tired of taking everybody's junk anymore. They were peed off, so to speak.
He's responding to the Democrats' loss in Massachusetts, and we've been checking in with listeners for what you think. What were people deciding on up there? Were they voting on health care? Were they choosing Republicans over Democrats? Or, like Joe, were they just throwing out the incumbents, throwing out the bums?
In New Jersey, Corzine said he was going to do something, and we voted him out because he didn't do it. And now we don't like what was going to happen with the message, so Scott Brown got voted in. So the bottom line is, just don't tick us off as a voter. Do what you say what you're going to do, and you'll still have a job.
I think they just like the Cosmo guy who drove a truck.
Scott Brown, yes.
But some of you thought Brown's win had nothing to do with incumbents and everything to do with special interests. We got this email. I don't think this election is a message to Obama and the Democrats. I think special interests, probably the health insurance companies, came in at the last minute and dumped tons of money into Brown's campaign. How else could he have raised $1 million a day in the last week? Obama is trying to change things, but it's impossible to do. There's a bleak note
That's
for Friday.
That's a bleak note, frustrated note, yes. But for people outside of Massachusetts, Miles, the message we heard is that their vote was all about one thing, health care.
This is Tim from New Jersey. The health care is clearly an issue. Most people don't have the opportunity to vote against this health care reform. Fortunately, the people from Massachusetts did, and they clearly have spoken. For a state that was so heavily Democratic for so many years, and now to go to Republican, it's a clear message that's being told.
And that's what Scott Brown, that was his campaign. He made that his campaign. So,
well, of course, worth pointing out, 37% Democratic in Massachusetts, not what people think.
That's right.
But did voters in Massachusetts vote for Republicans because they are against the health care reform, or is it just because they already have health care there?
A statewide program.
Good point, right?
This is Ellen from New Hampshire on the Senate race in Massachusetts. And since Massachusetts already has a health care plan in place, couldn't that simply be why the state is disinterested in higher taxes on a program that they don't need?
And that was a Scott Brown argument, actually, during the campaign. What if people in Massachusetts voted for none of those reasons, though? Here's Joan writing on our website, thetakeaway.org. As a lifelong Massachusetts resident, the election of Scott Brown to the Senate was based on several factors. Let's not forget, Martha Coakley is a woman. Sexism does exist, Joan writes. If it didn't, why isn't the Senate reflective of the population? Also, Massachusetts grows more and more segregated. As an educator, I finally see diversity when I set foot on campus. But going out in the evening in Massachusetts renders little or no diversity, she says. And quite frankly, the white population could care less. I believe I would feel more comfortable in Minnesota. I at least think their diversity is genuine and not constructed. Well, Joan's getting a lot off her, out of her heart.
Venting
there
on a Friday, yeah, I think, a little bit. Well, I hope she feels better. You can weigh in on anything you hear on our show or in the news. Today, we're coming to you specifically about the Supreme Court. It's ruled that money is speech, but how do you view campaign cash? Is it political expression or a tool for corruption? We've been getting some very interesting takes from you.
I'm really interested to know if there is any tracking going to be placed on these corporations with the right to speech as to who owns them. Where are their stockholders? Which countries?
We've been getting a lot of responses. One writer, Hardy, says on our site, am I missing something? Or did the Supreme Court just grant U.S. citizenship right to foreigners? Halliburton is registered in the Caymans. Call us with your take, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or on the website, thetakeaway.org.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.